Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. DeMonte Colley, DeMonteColley. The date of service is 7/24/2022. And date of birth is 10/15/97, date of accident 4/9/2022. History of presenting illness is as follows. Mr. DeMonte Colley is having a pain in the lower back as the main chief symptom. It varies from 6 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Specifically, patient report that there is only 20% improvement, and the ADLs that are mainly affected are mood and work 10, general activity, walking ability, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 7. In the system review, patient reports that there are no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, no fainting, blackout, seizures, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, no confusion, disorientation. Only thing positive is difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back pain along with the lower back stiffness. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain is now worse and lower back is still hurting. And it is actually worsening. And there is no major relief with our physical therapy and other treatment. There is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Norco, and substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 131/76, pulse is 68, and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visits of /6/21/2022. Dictation number is 0624-060, along with the diagnosis. And plan of care is to continue the treatment. The patient has had a epidural injection on 6/27/2022. It did not bring all the relief. Patient has been advised to just continue few more. He's referred to his chiropractor. He's been advised about acupuncture. Patient is also advised to continue the therapy at 3 times, focusing on neck and the lower back, along with traction massage, aqua therapy, gait training, home exercise, mechanical back program, yoga, meditation, all to continue. Patient remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation. The patient has had an MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine, that have been explained to the patient in great detail. Patient need to continue pain medication, which has been upgraded to 7.5/325 Norco, one daily, for 30 tablets, for 30 days, as one last resort. Furoside 1 or 2 every 6 hour PR and 75 tablets for relief of headache. In addition, patient will continue on Celebrex 200 mg twice a day, Celebrex 7.5 twice a day, and Gabapentin 600 mg twice a day, Acifex 20 mg twice a day, Voltaren gel 3% 100 gram, and Lidocaine patch. In the cervical spine, only spondylotic changes were visible, so it doesn't require any treatment from our side because it is not auto accident related. However, in L5-S1, there is a retrolysis is present around 4 mm and beside spondylotic changes are concerned. There is a herniated disc at L5-S1 that will require further treatment. We have advised the patient to come for 4 to 6 injections so that the relief can be obtained, measurable relief. question is otherwise stable, all the options have been discussed, including surgical options. Thank you.